Richard Heinberg, the Santa Rosa writer and analyst who helped popularize the concept of peak oil, offers a broader, if not brighter, view of our near economic future in his latest book, The End of Growth.
The End of Growth makes the claim that due to limits to debt, limits to energy, and limits to the environment's ability to absorb the impacts of our industrial processes, we're reaching the end of our ability to grow the economy. So what we're seeing right now is a slowdown, and we will soon, I think, see a reversal in this trend of growth. And it's really important that we see that and adapt to it, because we can adapt successfully if we make the effort.
Three converging forces are driving us toward the end of growth in Heinberg's analysis. One of them is debt.
Globalization meant that American factory workers were competing against workers on the other side of the planet, and that meant that wages for factory workers weren't growing, but we still needed people to consume more in order to make the economy grow. So we did that by increasing debt faster than GDP. But once your debt reaches a certain point, you can't afford to make the interest payments anymore, and banks don't want to loan you anymore. And that's where we got in 2008.
Which is why, Heinberg says, we have had to rely on government borrowing to finance the limited recovery of the past 4 years. At the same time, the economic growth model of the past two centuries relies on relatively inexpensive fossil fuel energy, something that is already on the wane.
We're not about to run out of fossil fuels, but we are running out of the cheap, easy stuff that made economic growth possible during the 20th century. Where we're going for oil now is in ultra-deep water. It's in tight shale. Same thing with natural gas and coal. We've run out of the cheap stuff.
The demographics of the baby boom generation are another drag on recovery efforts, as aging adults contribute less to the economy, both by working less and curtailing their spending. Meanwhile, the consequences of climate change are becoming ever more costly.
Floods and droughts are weighing upon the economy. I mean, we can debate all day long as to whether all this weird weather is due to human action, whether it's due to fossil fuels or volcanoes or cow farts or whatever. But if you ask the insurance industry, there's absolutely no doubt that the costs of climate change are very real, and they're mounting in an exponential way in real time.
But life, including business and trade, will surely continue. The challenge is to redefine our goals.
We have to start aiming for something other than GDP growth, which is improvements in quality of life. I've just come from the United Nations, where there was a conference put on by the nation of Bhutan, which has been experimenting with gross national happiness for the last 40 years. And they've developed a really sophisticated set of metrics, and they're trying to introduce that now to other nations around the world. Here in this country and in China, we've increased our GDP dramatically over the past few decades, but we're no happier as a result.
Moving toward that will require something else that has been in short supply in the West in recent years: clear-eyed, honest leadership.
We're being told by our leaders that we're getting back to normal, and by normal, they mean the 1960s on steroids. It's not going to happen. We need leaders who will tell us the truth. Lacking that, we have to do the best we can on our own and on a grassroots basis transform our communities to the post-growth era.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.